shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
Barack Obama is a liar.
He's across the state. We traveled today.
It is a horror show. If you've never seen it, it's about a high
school. Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Do you only love Teen Talk?
I think that's pretty gay.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. And like that. Radio for patriots, by patriots. But we keep marching inexorably across the... And when I say inexorably, Bud, that doesn't mean... It's got nothing to do with skin problems, you know?
All right.
Boy. But we keep on marching and we keep on keeping on, man, across the heads of these soft liberals, progressives, those that would weaken the country just so they can have it nice and soft. And we don't believe in that any more than you do, and that is why this radio show has had no choice. We've had no choice. We've had to... be on the air here with you each and every night until 1 on the West Coast, 4 on the East Coast. We're very happy you've joined us here this evening on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. President Obama's birth certificate is out, and yet there are still unsatisfied critics. Are you one of them? Orly Tates, I think, was on one of the shows. I don't know who she was talking to. I think it was O'Donnell over there on MSNBC. And you know that O'Donnell, being a card-carrying liberal, a member of the Hollywood establishment, you know that he was going to have a thing or two to say to her. And it was quite a happening. So we'll be hearing some of that audio. We'll get into what they're arguing about. Superman renounces his U.S. citizenship in the latest comic book issue. He renounces his U.S. citizenship. Superman. It's not a big thing. He's a fictitious superhero personage. But it still bothers me a lot. Atheists want better support in the military, and we're going to be talking with Dr. Jim Sadler about the possibility, get a load of this, of atheist chaplains. Are you ready for that?
That's impossible.
I don't know. We're going to find out from Jim Sadler later on. Plus, we'll tell you why you might not want to sing Kung Fu Fighting, while in the United Kingdom, that is. Lloyd Bonafide, Dr. Jim Sadler will be with us here in a moment. Mr. Bonafide, a former resident of Iowa, the Midwest, the Tornado Alley, as they call it, is going to be on to talk with us about his experiences and what a devastating, devastating few hours, 48 hours, the people of the Alabama and some stretches of Tornado Alley, what a time they have had. Our affiliate spotlight tonight in Dallas, KFXR, 1190 AM, and in Warrenton, Virginia, WKDL, 1250 AM. And, of course, the Phil Hendry website, philhendryshow.com. We're live streaming video of our show is right now. We're on Phil TV in HD. Behind me is the roaring surf of the El Pacifico. And I don't know whether you guys that are watching us right now on Phil TV, you can see the hellacious surf that we have. Right now, there's a little bit of a calm. But you can see this is a very, very high surf that we've got out on the Pacific coast tonight. And people that are watching us on Phil TV in HD can see a really churning Pacific Ocean. And these are some super, super serious waves that have been banging the coast out there this afternoon. So if you want to get a look at that, join us over here tonight. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-PHIL. And as we mentioned, a devastating time for some people in our country who are having to contend with these tornadoes. U.S. meteorologists, by the way, warned on Thursday it would be a mistake to blame climate change for this seeming increase in tornadoes in the wake of deadly storms that have ripped through the U.S. South. So, in other words, our scientists, our meteorologists, in addition to the good work that they do in trying to warn us as to the reality of life, you know, the reality of life, just what's really happening, all right? Not only do they have to tell us, you know, and God bless them for doing it, telling us what's real, then they got to go out and they got to dispel fantasy land. Now they got to, you know, so they got to go and knock on Mother Goose's door and get her to shut up. Mother Goose, otherwise known as Al Gore. So they don't have enough to do in doing the great work that they do. Now they got to, excuse me, Mr. Former Vice President, would you mind shut, you know, there's a lot of people that get worried about this stuff. So quit playing it like it's, like you're on scare tactics. And if you haven't seen that show, oh, baby.
Yeah, I saw that. It's pretty scary.
It isn't scary so much as that I feel bad for those people. Anyway, the meteorologists warning that this has nothing to do with climate change. It has nothing to do with the so-called global warming or any of this other jazz. It has to do with just the unfortunate aspect, the reality of this kind of weather. Tornadoes and violent storms ripped through seven southern states, killing at least 284 people in the country's deadliest series of twisters in nearly four decades. This cluster of powerful tornadoes, more than 160 reported in total, combined with storms to cut a swath of destruction heading west to east. Over several days in some areas, whole neighborhoods were flattened, cars flipped, trees and power lines leaving tangled wreckage. And what a horrible, horrible situation in terms of the loss of life there in those parts of the country, as I mentioned, in the southeast and some of the southern states there in Tornado Alley. Joining us now on the Phil Hendry Show is Lloyd Bonafide. Mr. Bonafide is a resident now of Alhambra, California. For a brief time, though, he was living in what we call the Tornado Alley section of the country in Walcott, Iowa. And Mr. Bonafide joining us by telephone from Alhambra tonight. How are you doing this evening, sir?
Yes, sir. Doing well. We feel very badly for the people that have suffered so in these storms that have...
Of course.
The storms that have taken place.
Where did you live, Walcott?
We lived in Walcott, Iowa, after I'd gotten out of the Navy, where I married my wife, and I had my first business there. And I lived there for about 3 years before we moved to California. And in the time that I was there with my wife, and this was during the period of the late 50s all the way through the early 60s, we probably had every year, on an average year, you'd see or you would be in some way in the proximity of a half a dozen serious twisters, tornadoes.
Uh-huh.
And this was a normal thing. And I wanted to say to your listeners, Mr. Hendry, who may be listening in that part of the country, that one of the worst things you can do, and I don't want to comment on the terrible situation.
No, I don't either. Let's keep this really about your experience.
Well, I just simply want to say that one of the worst things you can do is to give the appearance that you're running out, that you're leaving your property, that you're leaving your belongings, that you give the appearance that you are not sticking to it, you know. And there were an awful lot of there was a lot on the news in those days where you'd see people getting into their cars and leaving and getting into their, you know, we had in those days station wagons and leaving, and you'd see these crowds of people. And I saw that on television one day, and I said to my wife, I said, you know, we have so much to be thankful for, and we've built so much in this home.
Right.
That I will not let this...
I know you're a little emotional, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm not going to make it, let it drive me out.
So what did you do?
Well, the first thing that I said to my wife, and I went to a lot of the neighbors that we knew, and we knew quite a few of them, I said, you know, the chances of us getting hit by one of these tornadoes is very, very slim. They look very daunting. If you've ever seen one, Mr. Hendry, of course, you've seen them in the news.
Yeah, just looking at them on film or videotape, they look frightening.
They are very daunting looking, but when you realize that all it is wind, it's just a rapidly moving air, and the chances of it actually striking your home are very, very slim. And the idea that you're going to be presenting to the nation the look of a man who's being run off his own property by this tornado, I said to my wife, and I talked to a number of my neighbors, and I said, it's better that we stay. And that's exactly what we did. Through the next three storm seasons, there wasn't a one of us that actually got into our cars or evacuated our homes.
Now, isn't there some kind of a law in place, like in other places, where there's mandatory evacuation?
Well, we were never in a... yes, there were at times... I believe there were two mandatory evacuations, but I told the fire department and the police department, I said, you know, you guys, you know, you're knocking on the wrong door, because there's no way I'm leaving this home. There's no way I'm leaving a home that I have worked and that I have sweated and that I have bled for all these years. You guys are at the wrong house. I said, shove off. And I remember saying that to this one cop. He said, sir, we need to have... I said, you and your little friend there, he had another police officer with. I didn't mean to be rude to the police officer, but I wanted to make a statement.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you and your little friend get in your little play car there. And I respect the police very much, Mr. Henry. I don't want it to be felt that I don't. But I was making a statement along with my neighbors. We were not going to let a tornado run us off and show us up and make us look as if we were panicked and frightened refugees. So I said to the police officer, I said, take your little toy car and take your little, you know, uniform and go off and play cops and robbers with somebody, okay? Don't bother me.
And you say you respect the cops. That's a hell of a thing to...
Well, I was very scared. So I told this cop to get lost, and for three seasons now...
In other words, none of these tornadoes came near your home?
None came near my home. None came near Jim Purcell's home. Al Jones was another friend of mine that I'd had in the Navy who moved into the same neighborhood. We lost two families one year, but again, I feel very bad for that. But again, the average that was basically this: two families over 6 years.
Well, I mean, that's not really. Boy, I'll tell you, I don't know whether or not that's an average that I want to advertise. You know,
I said to everyone, I said, don't go anywhere. I'm still here. The fact of the matter is, Mr. Henry, you have a higher percentage of making it if you don't leave your home. If you stay in your home and you let the tornado, it's not going to come near you, because I think what happens with a tornado is the tornado sees, or it doesn't see, but the tornado is going where there is a lot of vulnerable and where there's a lot of, I don't know how to put this, where the vulnerability is the highest. A tornado tends not to go where people have decided they're going to tough it out.
Well, what does that mean, sir? You're telling me the tornado has some kind of... You're not telling me the tornado has some kind of awareness?
No. Of course, I'm not saying that at all. All I'm saying is I got outside my house. I put my hands on my hips. I looked toward this tornado, and I wasn't talking to the tornado, but I was talking to myself, and I was talking to anyone that would hear me, and I said... And I pointed at it, and I said to it, you go to hell. I said this to the tornado, not that it was going to hear me, but I did. I said, you go to hell. And I did that for 6 years.
What are you telling me then, sir? You're telling me that if you stay in your house...
If you stay in your home and you don't go...
The average, the chances of a tornado getting you are very, very slim.
Yes, sir. You increase your chances if you simply have the attitude that the tornado can go straight to hell. Now, I'm not saying the tornado hears you. I'm not saying it has a consciousness. None of that. But you've got to get in your mind. And again, I won't comment, but I think you'll be safest if you have that attitude.
Well, I don't know how that practically defends anyone, you know.
Well, but you have my example. I never was hurt by a tornado. My wife wanted to leave one year, and I said to her, you're not going anywhere. And I know it sounds as if I kept her against her will, but what I did do was I gave her the guts to tough it out, as I did. And
what is that all about, though? Because when you say the chances are you're not going to get hurt, all you need to be is wrong once. You know that?
Am I talking to you on the phone right now, sir?
All you need to be is wrong once.
Am I talking to you on the phone right now, sir?
Yes, sir, you are.
Okay. So what that says is, when the tornadoes came into my town, and you can say what you want about this, I would say you go straight to hell.
All right, hang on the line here. Lloyd Bonafide from Alhambra, California, a native of Walcott, Iowa, who was in the tornado alley through an early part of his marriage, and says the best thing you can do is to stay there, not be intimidated by the tornado, and sort of, you know, just kind of have an attitude like the tornado can go to hell. You just heard what he said. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And we're talking to Lloyd Bonafide, a Navy veteran, a Korean War veteran, about his experiences with tornadoes. They're nothing to fool around with. They're nothing to stand with your hands on your hips and say, you go to hell to. This is this man's attitude, but I don't want anybody getting hurt. That's a very, very important consideration of this radio show. We'll be back with Lloyd Bonafide here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show. Be back with Lloyd Bonafide in a moment, a man who survived and experienced a great many tornadoes in his home in Iowa back in the early days of his marriage. He's a Navy veteran, a Korean War veteran, is speaking with us about he and neighbors sort of banding together and refusing to leave and staring the tornado in the eye and essentially saying, making the statement to each other, to themselves, to the nation at large, that they're not going to be run off. I don't know whether I agree with that. First up, though, we want to tell you about a great sponsor of ours. You guys know about the great micro-energy shot called Dynapep. Just 4 milliliters, less than a teaspoon. There's no sugar. There's no crash. There's no jitters. There's just 2 calories. And I think did I say there was no caffeine? Yes, there's caffeine.
Yeah, that's really healthy and everything.
It is very healthy. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get my Dynapep shot out here in a moment. I always do my Dynapep shot in the evening. And we will tell you that it is all very, very good stuff. As a matter of fact, it will keep you up and keep you going and feeling good for 10 hours. Gives you 10 times the power. Dynapep Micro Energy Shot gets you through the night. You're focused. You're alert. And it keeps you going when you've been up all night as well. Again, no sugar, no crash, no jitters, and only 2 calories. So get Dynapep, okay? Dynapep, it is the best micro-energy shot out there, and it's available right now at 7-Eleven. Hey, head over to the 7-Eleven store right now and pick up Dynapep. Phil Henry Show here, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Lloyd Bonafide in Alhambra, California, as we continue this discussion on tornadoes. And Lloyd, I'm having a difficult time following you a little bit here when you say that you didn't want to show fear.
You have to understand. I was, as you mentioned, I'm a Korean War veteran, and as a war veteran, as a combat veteran, it's difficult for me to be around a lot of people that are running away from something. It's just something that we, as veterans, we don't like to see a lot of people piling into their cars and running out. My wife, that one spring, as I mentioned to you, my wife was hysterical and had to be hospitalized because I kept her in the house. But she learned.
And your wife was what?
I told your producer that my wife had been hospitalized because I wouldn't let her leave when we had a particularly vicious storm bearing down on our home. And it was a funnel cloud. And you could see the debris that was being kicked up by it. And it was quite a significant and daunting thing. But I had told you I'd walked out in the yard area there. You could feel the wind, and you could feel the barometric pressure changing. But I went out, and I looked at that, and I said, you could go straight to hell. I was talking to the tornado. Now, not that it could hear. I'm not saying it could hear me. I was saying this for me. My wife darted for the car. I grabbed her, and I pulled her back into the house.
And your wife was trying to get away.
What's that, sir?
Your wife was trying to get away.
Was running out, and I told her, I said, you look at that and tell it to go to hell.
And well, okay, but you did you kidnap your wife?
No, hold on for a minute here. I didn't kidnap anyone or anything. I told my wife that I don't marry women that run out. Like, you see, I was a Korean War veteran.
No, I understand that, sir. You told me that your wife was hospitalized as the result of you not letting her leave.
She had a nervous condition, but I told her, as I told my neighbors, if we look at that tornado and we say it can go to hell, it can burn in hell, as if it was a human. It was a human being. It would give us the strength to last out this storm. It's all I say.
All right, sir. We'll be back with Lloyd Bonafide and your phone calls too, at 877-876-PHIL. And this is a piece of significant information that this man wants to stare down a tornado to stay in his neighborhood, even if it means keeping his wife from leaving as well, which I did not know about. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Go to hell.
Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show, and we have with us Lloyd Bonafide, a former resident of Walcott, Iowa, his hometown. He's a Navy veteran, moved to California. We're talking about his days in Iowa when he was first married, and a very unusual and sounds to me extremely dangerous method of dealing with hurricane or tornadoes, rather, and that was to stay in the house. I just want to alert those of you who are watching Phil TV. You can see that beautiful bouquet of flowers there. One of our sponsors is ProFlowers, and they sent me these tulips, a bouquet of tulips. And you can see these are 2 days into the being in the vase here on our Phil TV webcast. Watch these for a solid week. When we say they stay fresh for a week, I ain't kidding you. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Lloyd Bonafide on the line with us. Let's get a phone call up here very quickly. Jeffrey in San Antonio, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Lloyd Bonafide. Go ahead, sir.
You know, the guy on y'all been talking to, I think he's kind of crazy. Because he can't tell a tornado to go to hell. He might walk out there and tell it, but it ain't going
to
listen.
I didn't say that you can tell a tornado to go to hell. I said I told it, or I told myself this, you know, sometimes, if you've ever been in the military, just saying something, you know, when we march or something, it gives you some confidence. Now,
okay, a tornado's going to touch down anywhere damn well pleases. It can touch down here and jump up and touch down two houses later. What you going to do?
It's not going to come near my house, and I'll tell you something. I lived there for 6 years, and I told my neighbors, I said, don't you move. And, one family was killed.
Well, that's not a very good average. One family was killed.
Am I talking to you right now, sir? The gentleman on the phone. Am I talking to you, Jeffrey? Am I talking to you, Mr. Hendry? I'm telling you that it's true because I said I'm not leaving.
What about your wife, who was very frightened and wanted to get out of there?
What about her? Is she calmed down?
She was hospitalized.
Yeah, hospitalized. What's up with that? You know, you could avoid it there. You know, if my wife wants to leave, I'm going to be right behind her. I'm behind my wife.
Well, sir, I will tell you this. If I saw a man running off with the women, I'd be disgusted. And my feeling is very simply this. You tell that tornado to go straight to living hell. And I stood there with my hands up.
He might send you to hell if you don't, if he touches your house, if he goes through your house.
What, the tornado? If I looked at that tornado and I said, you could go straight to hell with any tornado that's behind you.
Well, are you talking to the tornado or are you not?
No, of course not.
It sounds like you're talking to the tornado to me.
Jeffrey, I don't know your history or what, if you have problems. Why does it sound like I'm talking to it if I tell you that I'm not? I stood in front of the tornado this is 1964, and I was a 31-year-old man. And I said to this tornado, you can go down to the devil. And I'm telling you, as sure as God was born on Christmas Day, that tornado stopped and it backed up. Now, what do you say to that? Do you call me crazy?
It could be a coincidence because that tornado can just came straight for you. You never know what.
That's exactly
that's
right.
Nature.
Are you telling me that if I stand out there and I see a tornado, and what about a freight train?
Oh, don't be an ass. I'm not talking about a freight train. I'm talking about something that has no real path. The tornado doesn't know where it's going. It doesn't even know why it's doing what it's doing. It's just...
Okay, like I said, it's an act of nature. It just went up, back up now. You just having a coincidence. You said, go to hell, and
nope.
It went back up. Okay, it came right back down... 2 seconds later and touched down right on top of your house.
Easy to say, isn't it? Easy to say, a coincidence, but I've got 6 years of telling tornadoes to go straight to hell, and there's not a one of them that ever laid a finger on me.
Okay, I'm still very concerned. You know, I'm still very concerned.
Oh, what do you mean lucky? You know what? That's the cheapest thing to say a guy's lucky. Why don't you just say it? I'm good. And I'd rather be good than lucky.
What are you good at? What are you good at? Thank you very much for your call, Jeffrey. What are you good at? And beside the point, no comment yet about how you frightened your wife.
You know what, Mr. Henry? That's my wife, and I loved that girl my whole life. From the time I was 18 years of age, from the time I said goodbye to her and I shipped off the United States Navy from San Diego, California, and I came back to her, and when she was going to run out on me, I told a tornado, and I said to her, I said, and
you grabbed her and dragged her back into the house. The girl was your wife was hospitalized because of some sort of nervous exhaustion.
Yeah, because she was weak, and it was disappointing to me because she was weak. And I told her, as I told my neighbors, I said, all of you can go to hell along with the tornado if you can't stand here and look at nature and say, this is my home, this is where I'm going to live.
877-876-7445. Phil Henry here as we talk to Lloyd Bonafide, who is talking about tornadoes and the fact that people that run away from them are sending the wrong message. Here is, I believe it's Rod in Fresno. Rod, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead with Lloyd Bonafide.
Actually, I'm in Corthgold, and
yes, sir.
I lived in Norman, Oklahoma for 39 years, and we dealt with tornadoes every year for three or four months, sometimes even out of the season. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I know one thing from NOAA weather research is that structures will create a vacuum, and they will pull a tornado towards them.
I realize.
And the only thing that can make a tornado go off course is when it does hit a structure. It's just like when you're spinning a top.
Except when you open the window, hold on, because when you open the windows, as I do at my home every year, I would take a chair if I had to, and I would bust those windows out.
It doesn't matter. You still got a sealed-up attic up there. You've got a barn. You've got lots of things that build up pressure. Your hot water tank.
And the hot water tank is not a vacuum.
Everything. The radiators in your car. Your gasoline tank.
All that building up pressure to go to hell.
Wait a minute. Will you listen to what the young man's saying?
No, but he says that the house is a vacuum. Is he?
I'm making sense. I'm trying to make sense. Can he stop while I explain a little bit more?
Yes. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I was missed by about a quarter mile from the biggest tornado in history. In 99. In Moore, Oklahoma. Moore, Oklahoma
man.
City, Dell City, the biggest tornado in history. I've seen what it does. I stood out there and looked in the middle of the path of destruction. And I've seen that it went towards different buildings. And when it got out into nowhere in a pasture, it went in a straight line. Right to the next housing development.
The tornado went into the house. Did you hear what you just said?
And when the tornado hit the next housing development, it also went in a very erratic path. My question is, when you said this to the tornado, did it just hit a house? When it turned around and alters its course, did it just hit a house? Did it just hit a barn?
No, it was in the middle of an open field, and I said, you could go to hell with all the little tornadoes that you make every year, and it stopped, and I know what you guys are going to think I'm crazy when I say this, but it looked confused. All right?
And you think you did that? Tornadoes are completely erratic. They go off air drafts. They go off warm air drafts, cold air drafts. They can move in erratic, completely erratic That's why you have one house destroyed and one house remaining.
So, Rod, this is Phil. Rod is basically saying this. He's saying that the tornado is going to alter course, you may think, because you told it to go to hell. And
I told you I don't think the tornado is a person. I said that I felt the tornado, the wind got the vibration.
What he's saying is that the tornado's course can be altered by pressure in even the smallest thing, like a radiator, like a water heater. It can be altered by and change the pressure in these things. And it has nothing to do with anything
even,
else.
Even water in the ground. Water pipes going under the highway. It blew the highway apart. It blew the highway apart where the main lines went through. That's pressure in any concealed, anything that's concealed. Your car is a dangerous weapon. If you get in your car to run from a tornado, you're still in a dangerous situation. Because you've got something that's very lightweight, it can be picked up very easily.
I think what you want to do here, Lloyd, is you want to feel like somehow you standing there and telling a tornado to go to hell had some effect, when in fact there's a lot of things that change its course.
I've been listening to what the young man's been saying, but he also said that tornado wears a dress.
Here's another thing.
Things like that.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
The very next day, on the front page of the Oklahoma City newspaper, there was an aerial photograph of the path of the tornado. I mean, from way, it must have been a satellite.
Because it showed about
50 square miles. And every time it got near a town or near a city, it leached towards it. It went towards it. It didn't shy away from it.
All right, Mr. Henry,
it went towards it.
You guys are making fun of me for saying go to hell to a tornado, and here's a young man saying that the tornado leapt towards a town. What, did it want something to eat? Did it want to rent a car?
No, he's talking about what is created by structures, structures that are there. All right, listen, thank you very much, Rob, for your call. Very, very good call. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445.
Well, you just hung up on that young man. He had another point to make.
Well, if I did, I apologize.
Because he was going, wait a minute, Mr. Henry. He got really loud the way a lot of the, I'm sure he was a good kid, but he sounded a little as if there might have been, he might not have gotten out of, I don't mean to make a joke, as if he might not have gotten out of the way of a tornado. But the point that I'm making,
Well, you can insult him if you want.
No, but the only point that I'm trying to make and that people don't understand, I looked at this tornado and it stopped and backed up. It didn't go to the left. It didn't go to the right. It backed away from me as if there was some fear in it. That when I told it, and I said to it, I said, you can rot. You can rot in hell. I made it, I didn't say Mr. Tornado, but I said, you think you're going to come down here and you're going to destroy the only thing I've ever loved in my life. And I wasn't talking about my wife. I was talking about my home, and especially the Windstream that I just bought. But I also met my wife. But I think that's what caused her to bolt from the house into the car and try to get away, because I think she felt I was only talking about the car and the Windstream in the house. And
all right, I need to take a break, okay?
If you break now, I'm leaving the impression that I'm mad. I'm a madman.
I'm not, no, sir. But what you're talking about is going to need some explanation. As we talk to Lloyd Bonafide about tornadoes and what causes them to alter course and what causes them to, quote, back up. He claims, standing there with his hands on his hips, telling it to go to hell, caused the tornado to back up and to miss his house. And he said, living in Tornado Alley all those years, not once did a tornado hit him, his home, or his neighbors. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Dr. Jim Sadler, next hour here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Right after Dr. Jones. Man.
Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-BILL. That's 877-876-7445.
I want to get back to Lloyd Bonafide here as we talk with this man, a Navy veteran and a resident and a native of Iowa, about these tornadoes. But I really have to get to this question of your wife, and then we'll take some more phone calls, sir.
Mr. Henry, I treat my wife as fine. All right.
I have to get to the question of how you grabbed her and dragged her back in the house.
She had bolted from the house to the car. And when I say bolted, I had stood there, and I'll never forget the day. It was May 16th. It was 1965. And I said, there at the, as the, this was a twister, it was coming up the Mississippi, of the part of the Mississippi River, the valley. There's a ledge there called McMullen, and that was turning toward the town. I said, you can rot in hell, you, and yes, even the God that created you.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not talking to God. It's something that strengthens me. That's when she bolted to the car and tried to get away. And
so no wonder she bolted to the car and tried to get away. You send that to God?
Oh, when you grow up, okay? I'm not talking to God and I'm not talking to the tornado. I'm talking to myself and my neighbors. You have to understand that my neighbors would see me doing this and would gain strength from it.
And then your wife, who was hospitalized with nervous exhaustion after you dragged her back into that home and made her suffer through this series of twisters. 877-876-PHIL. I think that's something. You love a woman, you love anybody in your family, you love a person, you don't put them through that. Here is Jane, and Jane is on the Phil Henry Show. Jane is in Cleveland, Cleveland, Tennessee. Go ahead, Jane, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Lloyd Bonafide.
Yeah, I just called to tell you that we lived through a tornado the other day, and about my
yes,
neighbors,
ma'am.
They were in their house. Seconds before the tornado hit their home and leveled it, they got in the basement, and all they have left is just clothes on their back, and they were barefooted and come to our home. Our neighbor's, other neighbor's house is leveled, too. So, I mean,
well,
it's risky.
Did they tell it to go to hell?
Oh, come on, will you?
Well, the lady said they went into the basement, and I don't know that that's what you want to do. I think you want to stay above ground.
If they stayed above ground, they would be dead now.
Well, ma'am, you stayed above ground. How are you? You're fine. See?
No, I went into a garage.
Oh. The lady went into a covered area.
Well, of course she went into a covered area. All right. But the point, do you have a storm basement, ma'am? James, do you have a storm basement in your home?
No, I had to go into my garage. I was lucky.
See? So it couldn't be. It couldn't concern you that much because you don't have. And I'm not criticizing. Yeah,
well,
I'm saying it couldn't concern you that much. So I didn't have a storm basement either. I wouldn't. To construct a storm basement would mean that I had no guts.
Boy, you really play it fast and loose with people's lives, including your own.
I beg your pardon?
You play it fast and loose with people's lives, including your own.
Say that again.
You play
I don't
it
really
fast and loose with people's. Go ahead, Jane.
Well, I was just saying.
And I'm glad to hear that you're safe, yeah.
If we had stayed in the house, now we're lucky it didn't hit us, it went around. So I've got trees uprooted in my house and in my yard, my neighbors would be dead if they didn't go to the basement.
Right. This was a devastating event.
Mr. Henry, I lived through tornadoes, too. But there was something about Lloyd Bonafide when I saw that thing coming down the hill, and I knew that it was gunning for my home. I stood there and I said to it, "Boy, I'll tell you, you are gonna burn. You'll burn with Jack the Ripper."
You're talking to a tornado.
I've had 9 people in this county die.
Yes,
I because of this.
But this has got nothing to do with that. I'm talking about Iowa. In 1965.
Well, what made Iowa different from this situation?
I don't know. Other than the fact that I was able to tell a tornado to go to hell. I don't know, Mr. Henry. You're asking me a lot of very uncomfortable questions.
Of course they're uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable. It's very dangerous. It's better for people to adhere to a safe plan. I remember hurricanes in the southeast. Kids would go out. They thought it was funny to go out and play in the hurricanes, play in the wind. One of them almost got killed by a flying piece of plate glass window. You know, these things are beyond jokes. And
this is not a joke, sir. This is me standing...
Or somebody acting the fool and dragging somebody else back into a house because you don't want a tornado to beat you.
Well, the image of people fleeing their homes in front of a tornado, to me, I cannot abide it. It makes me physically ill. I would rather see human beings stand there and tell a tornado to go straight to the demon. I don't know.
Yeah, that'll help. Thank you very much, Jane. Glad you're safe, too.
Yeah, you're welcome. 877-876-PHIL,
877-876-7445. Let's go over to James. James, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Lloyd Bonafide.
Yeah, Lloyd, you're out of your mind. You are insane. You're telling people that all they have to do is use this language, go straight to hell and something like that, and it's going to turn a tornado. Are you out your mind?
Have you done it? Have you tried it? Have you even given it a try? No. So how do you know?
Phil Henry.